For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Earlier this week, you heard from our guest on Cultural Baggage, the warden, Rich Watkins, that the war on drugs is a miserable failure. Here is another seasoned and experienced voice talking in this regard.
I'm Paul White. I'm the founder and editor of Prison Legal News, which is a monthly human rights magazine that's published monthly since 1990.
Paul, I keep seeing ongoing daily news stories about prison problems, gang problems in Great Britain, the U.S., Mexico. How has this problem developed, and what can we do about it?
Well, the main thing as far as here in the United States goes is that mass imprisonment is, as one criminologist put it, the most thoroughly implemented experiment in social engineering this country's ever seen. At this point, the United States, with 5% of the world's population, has more than 25% of the world's prisoners at more than 2.1 million and climbing. And this has happened largely in the last 25 years, starting around 1980. Basically, it's happened one law at a time, one state at a time, and there's no sign that it's going to be letting up anytime soon. The key thing that is driving the mass imprisonment binge here in the United States is definitely the imprisonment of poor drug offenders. And you'll notice that I use the term poor drug offenders, and that's because we don't see rich people with drug problems like Rush Limbaugh, Noelle Bush, the daughter of Governor Bush, and the niece of President Bush, for example. We don't see these people being herded into prisons in mass numbers. It, basically, the mass imprisonment thing is largely falling on poor people that have substance abuse problems because of the criminalization of their addiction. And one of the other things that I think frequently gets lost in the discussion on mass imprisonment and who goes to prison, for example, there's the people that are directly convicted of drug-related crimes. These are possession, distribution, manufacture, whatever. A significant number, probably 80 to 90% of the people in prison, have substance abuse problems, and there's a criminalization of these addictions that has led directly to their being in prison. For example, someone may be in prison for armed robbery, but the reality is they may have committed the armed robbery to buy drugs to support their addiction, and one of the reasons that this is the case is because the drugs are not legally obtainable and thus they have a very high price or a higher price than otherwise. You don't hear about alcoholics, for example, stealing to support their alcoholism.
There is a better way. Regulate the distribution of these drugs to adults and end basically all the harms of the drug war. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.